Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 9th. You'll be interested to know, 59 years ago, today, in 1965, the animated special, A Charlie Brown Christmas, featuring characters from Charles Schulz's popular Peanuts comic strip, first aired on American television, and it quickly became a beloved holiday classic, resonating with audiences for its heartwarming themes and memorable music, ultimately establishing itself as a cherished annual tradition. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 34 degrees with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:02. It looks like we're in for a cloudy Tuesday, with a high near 47 and a light northeast breeze. There might be a sprinkle of rain, but nothing too serious. Tonight, expect rain after 8, with a low around 42 and calm winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 11:15, with a high tide at 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 47 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rainy weather on Wednesday with a high near 62 and strong south winds. Wednesday night brings more rain with a low around 35. Thursday starts with a chance of rain showers, then becomes mostly sunny, with a high near 42. Thursday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 23. Friday is looking sunny, with a high near 35, and Friday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 23. Saturday stays mostly sunny, with a high near 38. Saturday night has a slight chance of snow showers after 3 a.m., with a low around 28. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, an oil spill occurred in the Muddy River on Sunday afternoon, raising concerns for local wildlife. Brookline police responded to reports of the spill near Longwood Station around noon. Numerous Canadian geese and ducks were affected, with at least 8 birds taken for treatment. Jane Newhouse, founder of Newhouse Wildlife Rescue, noted that the cold weather exacerbates the situation, impacting the birds' waterproofing and risking hypothermia. The Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection is investigating the source, believed to be home heating oil, while Clean Harbors works to contain the spill. Now on to sports. On Sunday night football in Kansas City, the Chiefs, now 12-1, edged out the Los Angeles Chargers, who fall to 8-5, with a nail-biting 19-17 victory. Patrick Mahomes led a crucial drive, setting up Matthew Wright's game-winning 31-yard field goal. Despite Justin Herbert's valiant second-half comeback, Kansas City's defense held strong. The Chiefs secured their 9th straight AFC West title, just 2 shy of the Patriots' record. On Championship Saturday, the 5th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs clinched a thrilling 22-19 overtime win against the 2nd-ranked Texas Longhorns in the SEC Championship. Backup Gunnar Stockton stepped up after Carson Beck's injury, guiding Georgia to a hard-fought win. Also Saturday, the top-ranked Oregon Ducks triumphed over 3rd-ranked Penn State In the Big Ten Championship, securing a 45-37 victory. Dylan Gabriel's four touchdown passes and Nika Reed's acrobatic interception sealed Oregon's unbeaten season. Tonight, on Monday Night Football, the 4-8 Cincinnati Bengals visit the 5-7 Dallas Cowboys. Joe Burrow, leading the league with 30 touchdowns, faces a Cowboys defense with Micah Parsons back in form. Bengals are favored by 5.5. And the big news in baseball, Juan Soto's recent contract with the New York Mets is a groundbreaking deal spanning 15 years and totaling $765 million with no deferred payments. In local sports, on Saturday, the Bruins thrilled fans at the Garden with a dramatic 4-3 overtime win against the Flyers. Pavel Zacha's decisive goal sealed Boston's fourth straight victory. Trent Frederick dazzled with two goals, while Brad Marchand added another. The Bees now stand at 15-11-3. Tomorrow night, the Bruins face the formidable Jets in Winnipeg. Thursday night, the Celtics, boasting a 19-5 record, host the Detroit Pistons at TD Garden. Jason Tatum leads the Celtics with 28.4 points per game. Boston seeks their third straight win against Detroit in this series, continuing their strong home court performance. In top news, doctors are celebrating a significant breakthrough in the treatment of serious asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, marking the first advancement in 50 years. A trial revealed that a benralizumab injection is more effective than the traditional steroid tablets, reducing the need for further treatment by 30%. This monoclonal antibody targets specific white blood cells, called eosinophils, to alleviate lung inflammation. According to lead investigator, Professor Mona Bafadhel, this treatment could be a game changer for millions worldwide, offering a promising new option for patients suffering from these debilitating conditions. In business news, Japan's bankruptcy filings are projected to exceed 10,000 this year, marking the highest level since 2013. Recent data from Tokyo Shoko Research indicates that in November alone, 841 companies declared bankruptcy, bringing the total from January to November to 9,164, which has already surpassed last year's figure. The anticipated bankruptcy count for 2024 will likely top 10,000 for the first time since 2013. This news comes ahead of a critical Bank of Japan rate review scheduled for December 18th and 19th. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $99,200. Ethereum is just over $3,900. And Goatsys Maximus is nearing 72 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. China has made significant strides in military technology with the development of an invisibility cloak for aircraft. Scientists at Zhejiang University announced this innovation earlier this year, which could render warplanes undetectable to radar systems. By bending electromagnetic waves, this new technology aims to protect China's growing drone fleet. While stealth technology has been advanced for decades, this cloak could provide a decisive advantage. If successful, it may alter warfare dynamics, particularly concerning potential conflicts with the United States, as swarms of cloaked drones could overwhelm defenses, leaving enemies blind to incoming attacks. And in entertainment news, the Rolling Stones have unveiled a special anniversary vinyl edition of their 2023 album, Hackney Diamonds. This iconic band released their 24th studio album in October last year, marking their first new material since 2005. The new double LP, featuring Clear Blue Splatter, includes 7 live recordings from the album's launch party in New York, such as Sweet Sounds of Heaven with Lady Gaga. Released last week, this edition has been praised as an absolute barnstormer, highlighting the band's enduring legacy in rock music. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British writer and spiritual teacher, Eileen Caddy. And she said, "Set your sights high, the higher the better. Expect the most wonderful things to happen, not in the future, but right now. Realize that nothing is too good. Allow absolutely nothing to hamper you or hold you up in any way." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.